The world of independent bookstores has a new member. Parnassus Books opened its doors today in Nashville. And the store has a marquee name behind it. The best-selling novelist Ann Patchett is the co-owner. She's the author of Bel Canto and State of Wonder, among many other books. And she joins us from her bookstore on opening day. Ann Patchett, congratulations and welcome.
Thank you very much.
And look around. Tell me what you see in your bookstore.
It is beautiful. Melissa, I wish you were here. The ceiling is incredibly high, and it's pale blue, and the walls are very warm, and we have floor-to-ceiling bookshelves, and it's opening day, but we're still doing a lot. We're filling up the card rack right now and the magazine rack and learning how to use the cash register, and it's exciting. It's crazy.
And how big is it, Anne?
2,500 square feet.
Okay. So small-ish, I would say that is.
Right? I would say compared to the two bookstores that closed here in Nashville in the last year, Borders and Davis Kidd, which were both over 30,000 square feet, yes, we are a shoebox of a bookstore. But this is the way bookstores used to be. This is the bookstore of my childhood, and I feel fantastic being back here.
So fantastic. Nervous, though, given that so many independent bookstores have had to close, how do you think you can compete?
No, I'm not nervous about that. Uh-huh. No, I think we're going to do really well. I'm just nervous because it's opening day and we haven't unpacked the magazines and there's just so much going on. I feel nervous like first day of school, not nervous like I'm embarking on a business venture that might go bust. I actually think this is going to go really, really well.
I gather you have made a pretty hefty personal investment in this. Have you talked to people who say, boy, Anne, I don't know about that. You might think about putting your money into this.
I think of this as my gift to the city. This is what I want to see in Nashville. And if I want to live in a city with a bookstore, then I'm willing to pay for it. And I should also say that the big work of this store is really being done by my partner, Karen Hayes. And it's easy enough to put your money into something, but she's putting her back into it. That's what's really important.
Do you have a sense of what other indie bookstores have done wrong, the ones that have had to close?
I don't think that it's a matter of doing something wrong. I think it's just a cycle. I think that the indie bookstores did really well. They made a lot of money, and then they got bigger. And they got bigger, but then Barnes & Noble came in, and they were even bigger. And then the little store couldn't support their larger rent. And then Amazon came in. It's like a food chain and crushed the bigger store. And now people are really coming all the way back around to the beginning of the cycle and saying, I want the little store. I miss the little store. And I think that there are a lot of small stores that can really thrive in this environment.
I'm quite sure, have spent a lot of time in bookstores as you travel around on book tours. And have you been talking to store owners, getting advice, getting tips from them?
Absolutely. I was on book tour all summer for my new book, State of Wonder. And I find book tour really exhausting, and it was a whole lot more fun this time because I knew I was opening this store, and every night I would walk into a new bookstore and say, okay, how many square feet do you have? Where do you get your greeting cards? Who is your inventory person, and what's your best advice for bookstores? And it was great. It was like I was on a summer-long fact-finding mission.
What's the best advice you've gotten from other bookstore owners as you've traveled around?
To put the children's section in the farthest back corner of the store, so if the kids run away and make a break for it, you have plenty of time to catch them before they get out the front door.
I see.
I thought that was genius.
You
never knew that. That's why the kids' sections are in the back.
And that's the main takeaway, piece of wisdom?
No, probably the main takeaway piece of wisdom in a smaller store is that you're the person making the choices to get really good books. You are the one who, by your intelligent ordering and good reading, is sort of cutting through a lot of the junk and bringing books that people really want to read. And I think that's an important point because we've all had the experience of going into a three-story Barnes & Noble and saying, oh, I didn't really find anything I wanted to read. But you can go into a small store with an intelligent staff, which we have such a good staff, well-displayed, well-chosen books, and come out with five books you're dying to read. And that's what we're going to do.
And we should say that the name Parnassus Books is carefully chosen.
Yes, it is. And it is that mountain in Greece where literature and music and poetry were born. So we are the Athens of the South here in Nashville. We have a full-size replica of the Parthenon, and so we wanted to be part of that great tradition of our city.
I've been talking with the writer Ann Patchett. She's the co-owner of Parnassus Books, which opened today in Nashville. Ann, thanks very much.
Thank you so much.
You're listening to All Things Considered.